Along with our broadcast engineer, Zach Cox, thanks for being with us for a special presentation of Silver Streaks basketball on the laser tonight. Galesburg girls also in action at home, and we're defeating Normal Community West. That last word through one quarter anyway, 21-13. We'll keep you updated on how Coach Evan Massey's team is doing, riding a big winning streak at home tonight. Meanwhile, here tonight, Galesburg will start what's become a traditional starting five. Dalton Davis, Ryan McElmurray, Brandon Thompson, and Chad Thompson. That's been set since game one this season. Garrett Williams has become the regular fifth starter since coming back from his 10-game suspension earlier in the season. For the Alleman Pioneers, Douglas Noe at 6'3", a senior. Adam Hoogerwerf, a 5'10", sophomore. Tyler Yoakum, a 5'11", junior. Along with Austin Long and Matt Carruthers, a couple of seniors. Carruthers coming off a very successful year as a football player. Certainly not only with the Pioneers going all the way to the state championship, but just what Carruthers contributed to that team as well. He's a 6'3 senior, averaging 6 points a game since missing the Thanksgiving tournament, has played all but those three games. And Austin Long at 6'5", a senior. And as you heard Coach Mike Reynolds say in the pregame show, Long transferred from Moline. So, you know, he's got pretty good basketball in his bones, given everything that Moline does with its youth program. Alleman wins the tip. Only the second game they have played all season long here at Don Morris Gymnasium. And a good student section on hand to our right. As Jim mentioned in the game, you may hear them throughout the evening here, especially depending on how well Alleman can play the favorite Silver Streaks. Here's a right side jumper on the way, and a three for Douglas Noe, and the Pioneers strike first, leading 3-0.
Well, that student body standing up, they may stand up for the whole game, which may necessitate you standing up a lot to see over the top of them in the corner here, Brad.
Which won't make the adult fans to my left very happy if I have to do that. Brandon Thompson with it on the right side. Garrett Williams top of the circle. Backdoor cut. Dalton Davis was cut off, though. They'll keep the pass on the perimeter. Right side Davis with it now. It's a superhero theme tonight. And let's see if one of the Silver Streaks can step up. And Garrett Williams answers on the other end with a three of his own at the top of the circle.
Big shot early in the game. Don't let Alleman get off to a big start, get the crowd too crazy here. A good answer by Williams for Silver Streaks after Noe hit his shot.
On the left wing. Now down low, cut off, pass out to the baseline, and a 15-foot jumper on the way for Austin Long with that little mid-range jumper. Puts Alleman back on top by a score of 5-3. At halftime, Silver Streaks girls leading Normal West 34-27. Keep you updated on that score throughout the night. That game being played over on AM 1400 WGIL.
Alleman came out in a three-quarter court 2-2-1 press. Streaks made very short work of that. Alleman not real aggressive in it.
Chad Thompson around the screen hits a circle. And Galesburg takes its first lead now at 6-5. Three-pointers from Garrett Williams and Chad Thompson.
What a change from Saturday night. We couldn't buy a three-pointer through about the first three quarters, and we hit the first two of the night here.
Silver Streaks missed their first 10 that evening, then made four of their last five. There's a blocking foul called at the other end as Hoogerwerf drives down the left side of the lane, barrels over Chad Thompson, who gets called for the foul. His first team foul on either club here with 6:03 just underway in the first quarter.
Having to adjust to the benches changing for the first time. The Streaks are to our right and Alleman to our left as they've done a flip-flop from where they are previous years.
Bounce pass on the inbounds to Noe on the right side. Now he'll bring it back out on the perimeter, gets it into the hands of Carruthers. Left side it goes over to Hoogerwerf. Works along the volleyball line, mid-range, down low it goes right side. On the wing to Noe, cutting in along the baseline, cut off by Dalton Davis, now brings it back out. Garrett Williams playing the man defense. Noe slipped, but managed to keep his footing long enough to get the pass away to Yoakum. Really his first offensive touch that I can remember in the first three trips down the floor for Alleman. Now down the lane, Carruthers barrels his way through, forces up a shot too strong off the glass. Garrett Williams with the rebound, here come the Silver Streaks. Right side, Brandon Thompson driving in through the lane, running one hand up and in, and the Streaks now lead 8-5 with that soft running one-handed shot that Brandon Thompson has worked nearly to perfection now.
Yeah, he didn't bowl his way through the lane quite like Carruthers did. You said on the other end, that guy did. He just crashed through everybody, but his shot was way too strong. He's a big kid and had too much momentum. Only one miss for these two teams in their first six possessions.
3 minutes gone in the first quarter, 8-5 is the Galesburg lead. Only the second road game in the conference the Silver Streaks have played. Left side on the wing, Hoogerwerf fakes the three. Now gets it to Carruthers at the top of the circle. Working against Dalton Davis. Carruthers drives, sidesteps past Chad Thompson. And the soft jumper rolls through the cylinder. Alleman within one now at 8-7. McElmurray in the backcourt. Again, a little three-quarter token press by Alleman coming up with a trap defense. Bounce pass, Brandon Thompson, Chad Thompson. And stripped from behind as he's going to the lane, but a foul called on Tyler Yoakum, and Chad Thompson will get a couple of free throws.
You know, on the Alleman offensive end, as is usually the case, the other team's star guard is going to have Ryan McElmurray on him, and you can tell Bucket is really looking forward to the matchup. And in fact, he's not giving away any hype this time to Yoakum. First free throw by Chad Thompson is good. So many times Ryan McElmurray will have to give away 3 or 4 or 5 inches sometimes against somebody out there. This time maybe an inch to Yoakum, and so I think he's up to the task.
Chad Thompson struggling from the free throw line this season, only 61%. He makes 1 of 2 here. Rebound to Austin Long for Alleman. 9-7 is the Galesburg lead, approaching the 4:20 mark of this first quarter. Hoogerwerf on the right side, gets it into the right corner. Now a drive along the baseline and a fadeaway bank shot for Austin Long. He has 4 in the game and we're tied at 9. Good drive in from the right side, then faded away from the basket once he worked his way into the lane. Thompson and McElmurray across midcourt. Ryan with it now into the hands of Brandon in front of the Alleman bench. Thompson works his way left, reverses directions back to Garrett Williams. Through the lane, running one-hander, too strong off the glass. Rebound to Douglas Noy for the Pioneers who look to regain the lead here. Now we're tied at 9. On the left side, Noe slips again. That's the second time he's lost his footing. Garrett Williams reaches down, pokes the ball out of his hands, and it's out of bounds. Back to Alleman.
Well, Alleman fortunate to avoid the turnover that time. The slippage, and he had nothing he could do with the ball, but Garrett, in trying to grab it, saw it go off of his fingertips, so Alleman retains possession.
Hoogerwerf will play the point now. Just a 5'10 sophomore trying to drive past Brandon Thompson. Pokes it away from behind into the hands of Garrett Williams. Leads away to Brandon Thompson up and in. Streaks regain the lead at 11-9.
My, was that a nice play. A good poke away by Thompson. He heads the other way. Garrett Williams with a perfect lead pass to Thompson, who's a step ahead of the pack and lays it in.
Brandon took off with full confidence that Garrett Williams was going to come up with that. He juggled it a little bit, but then a perfect pass, as you said, Jim, to get Thompson in stride on his way to the basket. First Alleman turnover gives Galesburg a 2-point lead again at 11-9. Right side on the drive, Hoogerwerf gets it down low to Carruthers. Good look to the left side, and the shot rolls in and out for Austin Long, and the Silver Streaks come down with a rebound.
It's a heartbreaker if you're Alleman. They ran that offensive set to perfection, and the ball just wouldn't drop on the weak side, wide open layup.
McElmurray, left side, Brandon for three, and yep, he gets it again. 7 in the game for Brandon Thompson. Streaks lead 14-9. Galesburg 3 of 3 from behind the arc in the early going. 2:40 to go first quarter. Now Hoogerwerf slips and falls. In a double team, Brandon Thompson to Garrett Williams, up and in. And a timeout called by the Pioneers. 2:32 to go in the first quarter. Just a 30-second timeout. Galesburg on top 16-9.
Silver Streaks probably as sharp in the first quarter as we've seen them in a long time here. Some nice two-team work on defense in two possessions here by Thompson and Williams, both of them resulting in Silver Streak layups in the fast break. We're 6 out of 7 from the field, and things couldn't be going any better for us right now at a 16-9 lead.
Coach Mike Reynolds told you in the pregame show how important it was to take good shots in the first quarter and play well in the first quarter. They've certainly responded so far.
Well, and, you know, as we talked with Coach Bob Zork of Alleman, it's tough to defend Galesburg when we're shooting well because you can't key on anybody, and that's been the case here so far. We got 3 three-pointers, all from 3 different players.
And those 3 players are all of the scorers, Ryan McElmurray and Dalton Davis, the only 2 who have not scored. In fact, they've not even taken a shot. Now here's a full-court trap on the inbound. Alleman gets away and now has numbers. Leading at the other end, pull-up jumper for Yoakum. Shot rolls off and the tip put back by Austin Long. That breaks the 7-point Galesburg run at 16-11. Streaks by 5.
Streaks took some chances, pressing hard, trying to get a steal up front. They gave that away and then got a 3-on-1 break, and Alleman cashed in.
Brandon Thompson on the outside. Chad Thompson cutting through the lane, gets it over to McElmurray. Drives, jump stop, blocked on the left-hand put-up, and Douglas Noe comes up with the rebound for Alleman. Only the 2nd miss in the first quarter for the Silver Streaks.
And a real nice drive by McElmurray. Switched hands in midair. Thought he was going to get it up there, but they just got up and blocked it away from him.
Hoogerwerf on the outside. Works along the volleyball line. Tries to get a bounce pass to the inside. Keeps it on the perimeter instead. Now a jumper for Long for 3. Short. Rebound to Hoogerwerf, and he'll reset the offense for Alamut. 6 points in the early going for Long. Six of Alamut, 11. Galesburg lead by five. Under 90 seconds to play. Thanks for being with us here on 92.7 FM, The Laser, WLSR here in Galesburg. Galesburg Silver Streaks at Alamut with the Galesburg girls at home tonight also. Right side jumper, a little bit too strong. Weak side rebound for Chad Thompson. Silver Streaks on a 7-2 run, trying to build on a 5-point lead with a minute to go in the first quarter. Sophomores a winner tonight by six. Dalton Davis, top of the circle, Chad Thompson. Bounces it over to McElmurray. Swings the top of the circle, Brandon Thompson. Leans in at the free throw line, and it rolls through.
Not many players can make that shot. That takes a special ability to put that thing up with some soft touch on the rim and some long arms Brandon had to get that shot off.
Alamut Pioneers giving up less than 43 points a game on the season. Silver Streaks have put up 18 here in the first quarter. On the outside, Yoakum working against McElmurray. We got a bump foul called on Ryan. Second team foul on Galesburg. Here come five substitutions into the game. Three for the Streaks, Garnett, Johnson, and Carson. Back into the game, Matt Carruthers for Alamut. Into the game for the first time, Mamadou Berry, a 6'1 junior for the Pioneers, averaging just under 4 points a game. On the inbounds, Noe triggers it into the near, to the far corner, the left corner at the end of the Galesburg bench. Driving, now cut off. Berry kicks it back out to the outside. Yoakum with it now, drives along the lane, cut off, throws it into the right corner, three on the way. That's a little bit too strong. And the weak side rebound batted around. Coming up with it, Carruthers misses a running jumper. A third opportunity, that won't go. And the rebound chased down out of bounds, saved by Tremaine Carson. Leads up court to Ryan McElmurray. Three by Thompson, short. That's the end of the first quarter. Galesburg 18, Alamut 11 at the end of one. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL. A presentation of Streaks Basketball on 92.7 The Laser. Silver Streaks have the ball to begin the second quarter, leading the Alamut Pioneers at Don Morris Gymnasium, 18-11. Down the lane, Brandon Thompson, a little bit strong off the glass. Rebound, Austin Garnett slams it to the floor, and Tremaine Carson skies for it after the big bounce. Another chance at it for the Silver Streaks.
We shot 70% from the field in the first quarter. I like our chances if that keeps up. 7 out of 10, Alamut was 5 of 14.
Awfully tough to do at Don Morris Gymnasium. Many teams come in here and traditionally don't shoot well, including the Silver Streaks.
That was an entertaining first quarter. We've seen some real stinkers up here, some bump and grind games. But that was a lot of action, a lot of fun that first quarter.
Alamut giving Ryan McElmurray a lot of room to shoot at the top of the circle. Pioneers sagging back into a 2-3 zone to start the second quarter. Garnett shoots the 18-footer from the left wing, missed it. Rebound, better position on the weak side for Douglas Noe, knocked out of his hands to Carruthers. And the Streaks miss their first two opportunities of the second quarter after making seven of their first 10 in the first quarter. Carruthers on the right side working against Tremaine Carson. Doing a good job defensively, forces Carruthers back on the outside with the dribble. Left on the left wing. Over a minute gone here in the second quarter, driving Noe, and a blocking foul called, but the whistle before the basket. So Alamut will have to inbound it.
Tremaine Carson's job come in here and put a little body on Carruthers. I think he bullied us a little bit on the offensive end of that first quarter, and Coach Mike Reynolds recognizing that, got Carson in there. He'll try and try and keep him under control. The one thing you don't want to do, though, is get in a big foul situation with this Alleman team. They shoot free throws pretty well, Brad.
Nearly 70% on the season. That was after a slow start, but once they got their full roster back after the football's run to the state championship game, their free throw percentage has really gone up. Good pressure defense by Dalton Davis on the weak side, forcing Mamadou Berry nearly to lose the dribble, then passed it away before he gave it up. Left side, Yoakum with it on the drive, and now the fourth foul called on the Silver Streaks as Carson tries to reach in for the foul. That'll be the fourth team foul on Galesburg, first of the game.
Second on McElmurray.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
Not good.
Yep, second on McElmurray. Coach Mike Reynolds pacing with his hands on his hip on the sideline, but not going to the bench just yet. 6:28 is where McElmurray picks up his second foul of the first half.
And now he shifts away from Yoakum. Brandon Thompson will take it.
Pull-up jumper from the outside. Spinning in and out, Tremaine Carson with a rebound. Good look by Tyler Yoakum. Unfortunate on the shot, though. And the Streaks get a chance to build on a 7-point lead here. 18-11. Neither team has scored yet in the second quarter. McElmurray playing the point on the outside. Gives off to Brandon Thompson. Cutting down the lane. Tremaine Carson up and in.
Very nice.
Heck of a look by Brandon Thompson at the top of the circle. Biggest lead of the game now for Galesburg at 20-11. Well, that'll help build your shooting percentage too, getting good interior shots like that. On the outside, Hoogerwerf on the point. Left side over to Barrett, driving on Davis. Cut off along the baseline, brings it back out to the wing. Now Carruthers with it on the outside, trying to drive on Tremaine Carson. Gets the help side defense and a foul. We'll give Carruthers a chance at two free throws here. I think they're going to get Tremaine with a low body. That is the first of the game on Carson, fifth on the Silver Streaks.
Well, Carruthers, he does a bull rush to the basket, and I've got to think we can draw a couple of charges on him because he's got a big body. When he heads that way, there's no shifting from one side to the other. Somebody steps in that lane, they may take a bruise or two, but they'll get a charge.
And he misses the first free throw. So we complimented them on their free throw shooting, and then Carruthers misses two. And the rebound, good protection by Tremaine. That is a knocked out of his hands from behind by Long. And on the alternating possession after a tie-up on the floor, we'll keep it on Alleman's end.
Good job by Austin Long to reach in there and strip that thing back. He comes over from Moline, and that looked like a Moline type of play. Very, very scrappy, not giving up on a play that time.
So on the inbound from the baseline, Carruthers gets it into the right wing. McElmurray with the defense there. Now top of the circle, Berry shoots a long three, and it rolls off, and now we're going to get a foul on Carruthers over the back of Brandon Thompson. That'll be the first of the game on Matt Carruthers, a 6'3 senior who is a solid 6'6 strong player. You can see why he was such a good contributor for the football team this season.
I mentioned the coach. The teams have changed sides. I see Mike Reynolds over there where we saw Larry Schulte explode for years. I just always will have that vision of Larry Schulte, the former coach here, going crazy.
Down the lane. Good look. Chad Thompson, left side. Tremaine Carson missed the bunny. Chad with the rebound. Double teamed in the lane. Puts it up on the left hand. That's a little bit short. And Carruthers boxes out for the rebound. Streaks got a couple of good looks at it. Now to the other end. Alleman trying to cut into a 9-point Galesburg lead. Driving through the lane, Yoakum skips it left side and a reach-in foul. Ticky-tack foul called on Dalton Davis. Little reach-in on Noe driving in from the left side. That's the second foul on Dalton Davis.
Game had a nice tempo to it in the first quarter. Teams got up and down the court, not many fouls. The second quarter, a few more being whistled as the teams start to tire a little bit. The legs get a little tired and you start seeing a few more fouls.
Two on Davis, two on McElmurray, six on the Silver Streaks, 4:45 to go in the first half. Hoogerwerf resets the offense on the outside right near the Alleman midcourt circle. Left side under the wing. Now interior pass to Carruthers. Left side of the lane, lost a handle on it briefly, asked to skip it back out. Coach Mike Reynolds wanted a 3-second lane violation. The three won't go down for Yoakum, and then a foul on the rebound as Carruthers came into the backside after Tremaine Carson pulled down his fourth rebound already, and that's the second foul on Carruthers, and that's good news for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, Tremaine Carson has solidified things inside, again, helped to neutralize Carruthers a little bit. Brandon Thompson with a nice reach-in and poke away stopped one of his drives. We've been real lucky, though. Yoakum has had two good looks from the outside, and both of them have caught the inside of the rim but have not gone down.
Carson on the outside looking interior, now starts a dribble, gets it over to McElmurray. Fakes a three on the wing, reverses directions back to Chad Thompson. Thought about posting up, now McElmurray will reset the offense near midcourt. Working his way left, now reverses directions center. Carson on the backside had two players cutting in, he'll take it himself, too bad off the basket. And the rebound to Austin Long.
Good drive, bad shot.
Under 4 minutes to play first half. Galesburg still on top by nine. Only 2 points total in the second quarter between these two teams. Now a drive in from the left side. Yoakum will shoot two as he gets pushed on his way to the basket. That's the seventh team foul on the Silver Streaks.
That's something. The two teams combined for 29 points in the first quarter and only a deuce so far here, more than halfway through the second.
First foul of the game on Brandon Thompson. At the free throw line, Yoakum makes the first. That's the first point of the second quarter for the Pioneers, so that's good news for the Silver Streaks, who have put up only 2 points themselves in this quarter and still lead by eight. 3:49 to go here in the first half. Don Morris Gymnasium, always a difficult place to play for visiting teams. Yoakum makes the second free throw. A spirited Alleman student body on hand tonight with the Superhero 3, many dressed in costume and Superhero t-shirts. Dalton Davis on the left side, top of the circle. Garrett Williams back into the game. Dalton Davis and Ryan McElmurray still on the floor, each playing with two personal fouls. Now Williams shoots a three from the right side, missed it, and the rebound tipped into the hands of McElmurray. His putback rolls in and out, and the rebound to Austin Long.
That's a shame.
McElmurray couldn't get a much better look at her from down low. Streaks miss an opportunity there. Long on the outside, Noe on the left side. Into the lane, kick it back out to Yoakum. Another three opportunity, drains that one.
You knew he wasn't going to miss that all night.
Alleman now within four at 20-16, 3 minutes to go, second quarter. They have scored a quick five in a row after going more than half of the second quarter scoreless. Cut the Galesburg lead to four. McElmurray on the outside, skips it over right side, over the head of Brandon Thompson, out of bounds. First turnover of the game on Galesburg, and it forces a Silver Streaks timeout with 2:49 to play in the second quarter. And a full timeout for the Silver Streaks. We'll take a break as well. 20-16 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, a WGIL sports presentation on 92.7 FM, The Laser. .49 to go in the first half. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from Don Morris Gymnasium at Rock Island. Alleman High School. Zach Cox, our broadcast engineer for this special WGIL sports presentation on the Laser with the Galesburg girls in action against Normal Community West at John Field Gymnasium over on AM 1400 WGIL. Silver Streaks were leading at the half there. Pioneers down four coming out of the full Galesburg timeout. Down low it goes. Jump stop by Steven Shaker. Now he kicks it back out to Noe. Now they go high-low again. Shaker with a turnaround gets blocked. And the officials whistle Galesburg for its eighth team foul, saying Chad Thompson got him on the arm on the way up. Coach Mike Reynolds disagrees but doesn't make a big shout about it. Just gives the official the evil eye. And going to the free throw line, Steven Shaker just came into the game and already he goes for a couple of free throws. Second foul of the game on Thompson.
Yeah, Shaker was real aggressive inside. High arching free throw is down. He was, especially because he had the big mismatch. Dalton Davis trying to guard him in there. And Coach Mike Reynolds said that was going to be the case tonight. Dalton was going to handle somebody inside. And that time Shaker got the best of that matchup.
Second free throw by Shaker on the way and rims through. Into the game and quickly 2 points, pulling Alleman within two at 20-18, 2:20 to go in the first half. Galesburg's once 9-point lead after a 7-0 first quarter run is now down to two. Brandon Thompson down the left side of the lane and he gets hammered. Foul on Austin Long is his first. A lot of hooting from the Alleman section, but that was a pretty clear foul and Brandon Thompson gets two.
The arm and the body. And pretty clear too that Galesburg after that timeout, Mike Reynolds was trying to find a little something for Brandon to do offensively and he got that left side cleared out. He's got some good hang time. Those long arms helped him draw the foul that time. He gets fouled, whereas Ryan McElmurray probably gets that shot blocked.
First point of the second quarter for Brandon Thompson, who has 10 in the game, averaging just a little over 18 a game, and at 73% of the season, makes both free throws. Galesburg back on top by four, and the full court pressure is on, but Alleman breaks it easily. Quick three by Yoakum again, left wing. Sidestep the defender, comes up well short, and Austin Garnett with the rebound for Galesburg. Quickly back up court, Brandon Thompson. On the right side, Garnett, top of the circle, left side, Dalton Davis. Under 2 minutes to go, first half. McElmurray, shoulder fakes on the three, then pulls it back out. Hesitation drive on the right side, Brandon Thompson. Garrett Williams, left side, Davis, into the left corner, McElmurray. Dribbles a couple of times, trying to post up his defender. Right side, skips it over to Brandon Thompson through the lane, and back out to Dalton Davis, who resets the offense in the midcourt circle. Under 90 seconds to go in the first half, Galesburg by four. Davis on the right elbow, the circle. Brandon Thompson has it. Directing traffic, pulls it back out again. Drawing some Alleman cheers for the defense for the Pioneers. Galesburg by four. Now spreading it out a little further with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter.
Very small team in right now. We don't have Chad Thompson in the game.
Or Carson.
Yeah, don't really have a center at all.
Austin Garnett, the tallest player on the floor for the Silver Streaks at 6'2".
We may just work this down for the final shot of the half the way we're looking right now.
If the Pioneers will allow it defensively, which it looks like they will, pretty token defense on the outside between Noe and Brandon Thompson. The official is not going with a five count. But Brandon Thompson continues to dribble.
I still think Thompson has the opening. If he wants to go, he can still take it.
Mike Reynolds with 35 seconds says, all right, get things in motion. Start running some offense. Down to 30 seconds to go. Davis, who had Austin Garnett with position down low, but they keep it on the outside, and now Brandon Thompson will reset with 23 seconds to go. They had a look if they wanted Garnett to go for it, but clearly the Streaks' intention all along here has been to run down the final 95 seconds of this first half. Now we're down to 10. Brandon Thompson between two defenders. Lost the dribble on it. Skips it over right side. Davis for three. Air ball. Weak side rebound with two. McElmurray puts it back up and an air ball. And that's the end of the first half. Galesburg by four at the break. When we come back at the half, we'll take a look at the first half statistics. We'll also get an interview with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman. Find out what the team talked about in the locker room. It's Galesburg 22, Alleman 18 on the road. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser. At Don Morris Gymnasium, we're at halftime. Galesburg Silver Streaks boys leading the Pioneers 22-18. Want to thank one of our sponsors here, for Silver Streaks boys basketball on the laser. Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Rock Island tonight. Jim Lee and I traveling in a 2009 Nissan Altima. White, familiar with this car. Also used it to travel to Charleston. One thing I really like about these Altimas is how smooth they are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't notice the potholes on the highway. I mean, you get in them, it's like riding on air almost.
And the surprising pickup you get with the things. Yeah. I mean, you step on it, it just takes off. Yeah. So you would think you would need a sports car for that, but it's fuel injected. It goes really nicely.
And also at Galesburg Nissan right now, 0% financing for 60 months on almost everything in stock. The 2011s are in, 0.9% financing for 72 months on the Nissan Versa. Otherwise, 0% financing for 60 months on the Altimas, the Rogues, the Maximas, the Titans, the Muranos, the Frontiers. Great selection at Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation anytime we're on the road and to Rock Island tonight. First half statistics, Jim.
What a contrast.
Yeah, I guess.
The first quarter, we just, like we said at the break, we were just loving it. It was a great up-tempo game. Both teams were shooting well. It had a lot of flow. The second quarter,
reality set in.
Yeah, it was like a lot of the quarters we've seen up here, a bump and grind affair, some ugly basketball, poor shooting. And we held on to a four-point lead. Galesburg, after going 7 of 10 with three threes in the first quarter, was just 1 of 10 in the second quarter, so 8 out of 20 from the field, 40%. Meanwhile, Alleman, no bargain either. They were 5 of 14 in the first quarter, just 1 of 5 in the second. That was a Tyler Yoakum three-pointer. So they're 6 of 19 for 31%. Rebounding, it's a dead heat right now. Both teams with 12 rebounds. And the turnovers, surprisingly few, just 2 for Alleman, both of those coming in the first quarter. Only 1 Galesburg turnover. And so it's anybody's ball game right now as these teams play a little bit of a chess match as they change some defenses and rotate personnel in. And kind of hope we can get this thing more to an up-and-down game here again in this third quarter, which certainly would favor Galesburg.
Pioneers 2 of 6 from three-point range, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. After making all three of their first three three-point attempts, Galesburg has now missed its last 4, 3 of 7 for the first half from behind the arc, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. After three quarters at John Thiel Gymnasium, Galesburg girls, game's getting a little closer now. Silver Streak's lead is only 6 over Normal West at 54-48. That game taking place on AM 1400 WGIL. We'll take a break here on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show from Don Morris Gymnasium. Silver Streaks on top, 22-18 over the Alleman Pioneers. Take a look at the individual scoring when we come back. We'll also talk with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman, find out what the team discussed in the locker room. Streaks boys lead by 4 at the break. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser. Back at Don Morris Gymnasium, Silver Streaks lead Alleman at the break, 22-18, first half scoring. Austin Long leads the Pioneers with six. Tyler Yoakum next with five. Doug Noe, starting point guard with three. Steven Shaker off the bench with two. Matt Carruthers, the tall post player down low, also with two. Before we give you the Silver Streaks scoring, let's go courtside. Jim Lee is with assistant Steve Cheeseman.
All right, well, Coach Cheeseman, this game has been interesting. The first quarter was a whole lot of fun, good shooting up and down the court. The second quarter, everything kind of ground to a halt. What caused the change?
Defensively, we gave up some drives on the baseline, broke up the continuity of the game a little bit by fouling. When you do that, then your defense has to scramble. We left a few of their guys open, allow them to get back in the game. We were in a real comfortable spot there, middle of the second quarter, and again, some of our defensive lapses there on the ball created some opportunities for them. Down here offensively, we're getting a lot of good looks, doing a lot of things. Both teams shot a high percentage. I thought we took a really good shot from them there toward the end of the half. We've got to settle in. We made some adjustments. As always, these first 3 minutes of the second half are very big.
It seemed like really a game of matchups. Carruthers was getting the best of us. You brought in Carson to kind of give him a little body, and that slowed him down some.
Yeah, coach does a really good job in our coaching staff of identifying matchups and substitution patterns. Tremaine did a good job in there. He got a couple fouls, got him out of the ball game. And we got quality minutes off the bench, and we're going to have to, especially with this ball game, and then four more during the weekend.
Well, and Bucket got a couple of fouls, so you got him off of Yoakum, I saw.
Yeah, got him off of Yoakum, and we're going to rotate some guys through, and everybody did a good job. We lost him out here for that three, but for the most part, I've done a good job with him.
All right, so the key to the second half, Steve?
Got to keep playing and not get beat baseline and create those foul problems, yeah.
Our thanks, as always, to assistant Steve Cheeseman for giving us a little insight from the Galesburg locker room at the end of halftime here. For the Silver Streaks scoring in the first half, Brandon Thompson in double figures with 11, half of Galesburg's points, 11 of their 22. Garrett Williams next with five, all in the first quarter. Chad Thompson at four. Tremaine Carson off the bench with two. Austin Garnett, Chad Johnson in the game briefly for the Silver Streaks did not score. Ryan McElmurray and Dalton Davis did not score in the first half. Again, Galesburg sophomores winners tonight by a final of 58-52. Galesburg girls leading Normal West after three quarters at John Thiel Gymnasium, 54-48. Davis and McElmurray to start the second half for Galesburg, along with the Thompsons and Garrett Williams for the Pioneers. Let's see, looks like the same starting five there as well. Carruthers, Yoakum, Long, Hoogerwerf, and Noe. So both teams send their starting five back on the floor to begin the third quarter. Galesburg with the ball. Alleman did lead early at 3-0. That was, and then they led 5-3, the only times in the game that the Pioneers have led. Chad Thompson on the outside working with it. Now hands off to Brandon Thompson. Just underway third quarter at Don Morris Gymnasium. Silver Streaks looking for their second Western Big Six victory of the season and their eighth victory in a row overall. McElmurray pulls it back out. Jim?
Before we left off at the end of the first half, really taking our time getting a shot here.
Davis on the outside, curls around to Brandon Thompson for three, in and out, rebound, tipped around. Carruthers comes up with it for the Pioneers. Thompson got a pretty good look at it from the outside, just couldn't knock it down. Galesburg by four, Pioneers with the ball for their first possession of the second half. Long on the outside, top of the circle, left side it goes over to Noe. Carruthers posting up down low, and he got Chad Thompson on his hip for the easy lay-in, and it's now 22-20. Alleman back within two. Pioneers got a much better look offensively at it than the Silver Streaks did. Let's see what Galesburg can do with it on its second offensive possession of this third quarter. Top of the circle, Brandon Thompson weaving his way through the lane, forces up a shot and in off the glass. I don't know how he found any kind of opening in there. There were three Alleman defenders there. Thompson just sidestepped to the right, banked it in with one hand.
That's why he's our leading scorer. He can make points in places nobody else can. Knifing through and, again, using the long arms, gets good angles, uses the backboard well.
Terrible pass by Carruthers. Had Noe cutting in from the right side. Carruthers just threw it right past him. Got that jaw that sticks out on the lower part. Really reminds me of something. Going to be a very flattering comparison.
Patrick Ewing?
Or Bubba.
Oh.
From Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
On the left side, Dalton Davis. on the right side. Ryan McAmurray, alley-oop to Thompson. A little bit too strong. The weak side rebound to Carruthers right under the basket.
Turnover just, or missed shot?
I'd say missed shot. Just all let right. him too much. Chad went way up high for it, but then couldn't control it with the left hand, as all they could really try to do was bank it in off the glass. Carruthers with it in the lane. Looks like Davis held him, but no foul called. Carruthers corrals the ball. Now starts the drive. Trying to push off on Davis. Leans in. Scoop shot and a foul called on Galesburg. No basket.
It seemed to matter who they do have in there, but if Dalton Davis is guarding him, giving up 3 or 4 inches, Alleman is going right at him, and then the Streaks having to come over and help out a little bit.
And that's three on Dalton Davis, sending Carruthers to the free throw line. He missed his two free throws back in the second quarter. He makes the first one here, pulling the Pioneers within one at 24-20, or excuse me, pulling the Pioneers within three at 24-21. Tremaine Carson back in the game, but not for Davis, who picked up his third foul, but for Garrett Williams instead.
Pioneers have been very successful in keeping Galesburg away from their running game that gave us 18 points in the first quarter, but not much here, and we're not getting many clean looks from three-point land. First quarter, we had a bunch of those, but Alleman's defense is tightened up all over the court.
Carson with his fifth rebound of the game on the Carruthers miss. Now Thompson for three off the front of the rim, and the rebound chased down by Carruthers. He has six on the game. Alleman down three, 5:15 to go in the first half, or third quarter rather, and the pass knocked out of bounds, apparently by Galesburg, knocking it away from behind. Penetration down the lane by Hoogerwerf. Apparently somebody got him from behind and tipped it out of bounds. Now Hoogerwerf will pull the trigger on the inbounds to Noe, quickly shoots a three, and we are tied. Second basket of the game for Doug Noe, his first since scoring the first Alleman basket of the game, and for only the third time tonight, we're tied. Now at 24 apiece with 5 minutes to go, third quarter. McElmurray, reverse direction to Davis. Baseline, back out to Bucket. Skips it over Chad Thompson. Fakes the three, back to McElmurray, right elbow. In it goes to Dalton Davis, working left, into the lane, pull-up jumper. Looks like somebody got him on the arm. Air ball, Noe with a rebound, and the chance for the Pioneers to take the lead for the first time since early in the game. And we've got an injury timeout. Carruthers comes away hobbling. Just Noe was left wide open for a three, and the official stopped the action.
Silver Streaks just 2 of 15 from the field in the last 2.5 quarters after going 7 out of 10 with 3 trays in the first quarter.
So Carruthers sits down, favoring the left ankle. Strongly favoring the left ankle. Now in the inbound, Hoogerwerf with it. Well, that's more what we're accustomed to at Don Morris Gymnasium, let's face it. 7 of 10 in the first quarter was an anomaly. The combined, 36 years we've been doing these games between the two of us. Here's a big block by Chad Thompson, rejecting Long's three-pointer. Ryan McElmurray at the other end, too strong on the layup, and Noe with a rebound. That's too bad. That was a huge rejection by Chad Thompson. And then a whistle at the other end will be a two-shot foul on the Silver Streaks and a chance for Alleman to take the lead with 4:07 to go in the third quarter. Third foul of the game on Chad Thompson.
No more breakouts than we've been able to get in this game. We've got to take advantage of the ones we do get, and that one just didn't happen. Find ourselves about to be behind for the first time tonight.
Carruthers is headed to the locker room. Actually, he scampered to the locker room looking pretty healthy, and assistant Frank Dexter is going to go to the locker room with a big roll of bandage in his hand. And here's an air ball on the free throw by Shaker. He made two beautiful free throws in the first half, and that was a complete opposite with that whiff on the first attempt here. Second one is in and out, and we are still tied as Tremaine Carson pulls down the rebound. So yes, an opportunity missed by the Pioneers.
I waited for the air ball chant, but none of the Galesburg student body ever comes to road games.
On the outside, Chad Thompson, tied at 24, just past the midpoint of the third quarter. Brandon Thompson fakes, drives, right-handed shot from the baseline, gets it down. Tough shot. He has 15 in the game, Galesburg by two. In fact, he has all 4 of Galesburg's points in the second half so far. Streaks lead by 2. Quick running jumper at the other end. Won't go down. Attempted rebound put back by Long. Won't go down. Carson with the rebound. He has 7 now. And the Streaks at the other end now trying to build on a 2-point lead. McElmurray on the outside. Carruthers has returned from the locker room for the Pioneers, and he heads to the scoring bench. He'll be back in at the next dead ball opportunity. Here's Yoakum with a steal. Chases it all the way down to the front court and gets hammered at the other end as the streaks come in from the backside. Brandon Thompson, Garrett Williams chased him down to prevent the easy basket, but he'll get a couple of free throws here. Big hammer shot on the arm.
Well, a good foul from Garrett Williams in a couple regards. You don't want to give him the layup, but number two, he saved Brandon Thompson from having to get the foul because you knew Brandon was going to waylay him if Garrett didn't coming in.
Yoakum makes the first free throw. Alleman back within one now at 26-25. Only the second Galesburg turnover of the entire game. Carruthers has checked back in for the Pioneers. It's the second team foul on Galesburg in the second half. Yoakum gets the roll on the second one, and we're tied again at 26. And rattled around for a little bit. Looked for all the world like it was going to pop out, as some of Yoakum's shots did in the first half, but that one stayed true. 3 minutes to go. Now under 3 minutes to go. Third quarter tied at 26. On the outside, McElmurray. Trying to reverse directions. Loses defender. Keeps it on the perimeter. Hands off to Garrett Williams. Garrett dribbles a couple times to the top of the circle. Gets it into the hands of Chad Thompson. Now Chad dribbles twice. Hands off to Brandon Thompson. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. 26 all at Don Morris Gymnasium. Thompson drives, baseline, skips it out. Here comes a three from the right wing, and McElmurray's shot hits the back iron. It goes up over the top of the backboard and out of bounds back to the Pioneers.
Hey, Matt Carruthers of Alleman, the kid works hard. He was out there, out on the perimeter, guarding and switching off as much as he could to try and avoid any mismatches with the guys he was switching with. And I'll tell you what, Frank Dexter, of course, helping as a defensive coach here with Bob Zork, the former Dexter, the former Moline coach, I think has really helped to solidify their defense.
Timeout by the Pioneers, 2:24 to go in the third quarter. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Rock Island tonight. Jim Lee and I traveling in a 2009 Nissan Altima, one of the many selections that you have at Galesburg Nissan right now with 0% financing going on for 60 months. Check out the 2009 Nissan Altima or any of the great selection of 2011s now in stock, and some huge rebates available as well at Galesburg Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Our thanks to Jeff Plank and all the folks for providing our transportation to every Silver Streaks road game this season.
Yeah, when I picked up the car, Jeff was saying the lot was pretty well full. I think something like 70 new vehicles there, and they got more coming in. So
nice.
So a great selection right now.
Great opportunity to find what you're really looking for. Alleman coming out of its second used 30-second timeout of the game, tied at 26. Pioneers trying to take the lead. Here's a jumper by Noe, well off the mark from the top of the circle. Rebound chased down. Looked like Carson got hit, and he comes up with a dribble anyway. Now Garrett Williams for three. In and out. Tough basket on this end of the floor. Rebound by Shaker. Alleman had some of those pop out in the first half. Now Williams had a good-looking shot. Noe at the other end shoots another three, and that's an air ball. Carson again with the rebound. He has nine for the his season high.
Yeah, Noe has suddenly lost his touch. His last two haven't been close. He's got one of the quickest releases I've seen a player have all year. I mean, he gets it and fires it.
In the lane, Chad Thompson, right hand too strong, but he got fouled.
Got away with a hop.
Yeah, I think so. A little hesitation in the lane. I think he was surprised at how open he was when he got that pass, and he moved toward the basket. I think you're right, Jim. I think he got away with a travel. First foul of the game on Steven Shaker, and it's the first Pioneer foul of the second half. 96 seconds to play, third quarter. Thompson to the line, one of two tonight, makes the first one. He has five on the game, his first point since the first quarter. Galesburg back on top by one now at 27-26. Thompson, a 61% free throw shooter on the season, just under 61%. How about Tremaine Carson off the bench tonight with nine rebounds? Had nine rebounds in the Rantoul game at the Charleston tournament as well.
And really limited playing time tonight to get those nine rebounds.
Thompson makes both free throws. Galesburg by two. Streaks put on the full court pressure. Nearly caused a turnover. Long with it. Now up court pass, and they break the 10-second before the call comes. Mamadou Berry back into the game. Now gets the top of the circle to Yoakum. 80 seconds to go in the third quarter. Streaks lead by two, 28-26. Yoakum on the right side trying to free himself up. Draws the trap. Now into the right corner. It goes to Hoogerwerf down the lane. Long just throws it toward the basket. Got a little bit of a bump. Chad Thompson comes up with the rebound.
There's some really nice defense though that time by Galesburg. Switched off and just covered every position on the court. Even when the guy got it inside, he got the ball bumped going up.
Brandon Thompson down the right side of the lane. Through the hands of Tremaine Carson on the pass. Streaks hang on to it though. Chad Thompson on the outside, over to Ryan McElmurray, down the lane, into the hands of Tremaine, gets blocked. Tremaine with a putback, and he gets fouled, going up for the second opportunity. A final from John Field Gymnasium as the Galesburg girls hang on to defeat Normal West 70-62. So the win streak is still alive despite a tough challenge tonight at home to Normal West.
A good thing for the girls to get that challenge. Last night was such a runaway to have a little test tonight from Normal West. Not a bad thing.
Carson at just over 50% from the free throw line on the season misses the first free throw. He'll get a second one. Foul on Mamadou Berry was his first of the game. Second free throw won't go either. Austin Long with a rebound, and he has eight for the Pioneers. Streaks miss a chance to build on a two-point lead. Three-pointer at the other end. Ball batted around. Garrett Williams picks it up off the floor. Quickly leading the other way, and they overthrow Chad Thompson, falling out of bounds. He just scoops it behind him, and with a no-look pass, it deflects off Austin Long's leg out of bounds. Long was a trailing defender coming down the lane, and the Streaks get a break hanging on to it.
Yeah, very athletic play that time. You throw it back there and hope something good happens, and it did. Silver Streaks will try and take advantage. Carruthers adjusting his shoe, or still got a little injury problem, or what's going on there?
Usually a safe best to save it out of bounds under your own basket, right?
Yeah.
But not
yeah.
under the defenses out of the
no.
other team's basket.
Maybe sitting by the coach in a hurry if you do that and give up a layup.
24 seconds to go, third quarter. A low-scoring third quarter, but the Silver Streaks still lead by two, 28-16. They've been outscored 8-6 in this third quarter. And here's a soft pass, and Berry does a nice job to hang on to it after batting it away. Good ball control by Berry after batting the soft pass loose from Chad Thompson. Down to 4 seconds to go. Yoakum drives, has the ball batted away. Loose ball picked up, thrown to the basket, and Hookerworth draws air. That's the end of the third quarter. 28-26, Silver Streaks by two at the end of the third quarter. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser. Well, offensively, this is not a very pretty game here at Don Morris Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Zach Cox, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks boys basketball here on the Laser. In the second and third quarter, these two teams combined for 25 points. Combined and they in two quarters.
Yeah, the first quarter they combined for
29.
A weird, weird ball game tonight.
Silver Streaks lead by two entering the fourth quarter. Galesburg looks to have switched to a 2-3 zone. How unusual is that under Coach Mike Reynolds? Yoakum on the outside. Left side pass over to Hookerworth. Baseline pass down low to Carruthers. He was the go-to guy early in the second half. Here's a fake by Hookerworth. Sidesteps Ryan McElmurray. Hits the 15-footer. His first basket of the game, and we're tied at 28. Two ties in the third quarter. Five ties in the game now. Just underway in the final period at Don Morris Gymnasium. Galesburg girls a winner at John Thiel Gymnasium. Galesburg sophomore boys a winner tonight. Silver Streaks looking for the trifecta. Brandon Thompson in from the left side. Gets a basket and a foul and a chance at a three-point play.
Heady play by the Silver Streaks, and I've got to think coming out of the timeout or the quarter break, that was one that they drew up in the huddle, said, I think this will work. Let's get a quick bucket here and make it three out of it after Thompson got fouled.
Second foul of the game on Mamadou Berry for Alleman. Brandon Thompson in the game, six in the quarter. 17 for the game, make it 18 for the game as he makes the free throw. Silver Streaks back on top by three now. 31-28, full court pressure is on. Bounce pass by Noe, hits the deck, he picks it back up. Now nearly stolen away from McElmurray, and he draws his third foul trying to steal it away from Hookerworth.
Streaks only trying to crank up the pressure here after that. They've been pressing some, but I thought they accelerated a little bit that time. So they'd love to get a couple of steals, get themselves a little lead, and spend some time at the free throw line in this fourth quarter.
Only the fourth team foul on Galesburg, only three on Alleman, so it'll be a while before either team gets to the free throw line unless they are shooting fouls. On the outside, Noe with it. Top of the circle, it goes to Long. Streaks have clamped down after he picked up a good first quarter offensively. In the lane, Long with it now, trying to post up Chad Thompson. Loses it on the floor, just throws it up to the basket, and he misses everything.
Again, terrific defense. Thompson in the front making himself big, and I don't know who it was that reached in from the backside. Maybe Dalton to poke that away.
And a hold foul called on Alleman as Brandon Thompson started the dribble in for the left side. Meanwhile, at the other end, after Long's air ball, Tremaine Carson picked up his 11th rebound, and he didn't even start this game. Foul on Hoogerwerf, just his first. Four team fouls each here with 6:37 to play in the fourth quarter. Inbounds to Brandon Thompson. Works left of a screen. Now Dalton Davis corner. Three a little bit too strong. Chad Thompson gets the offensive rebound. Skips it right side over to McElmurray. Starts the dribble. Cut off along the baseline and he'll bring it back out. Good luck from Dalton Davis. Just a little bit too strong with it. And the rebound, fortunately for the Streaks, popped out to Chad Thompson. Now over to Brandon. Back top of the circle, Ryan McElmurray. Backs away from the zone defense. Under 6 minutes approaching. Here in the fourth quarter, Galesburg leading 31-28. Always tough to play at Don Morris Gymnasium. Streaks are looking for their sixth straight victory up here. Sixth straight victory here. Eighth straight victory on the season is what they're looking for, and leading by three with the ball. 5:45 to play in the fourth quarter. Streaks running some clock here. Chad Thompson takes it in from the left side and a foul on the floor. Before he goes up for the shot, Streaks will have to inbound it.
So a couple of fouls here. Edges us a little bit closer to a bonus situation.
Austin Long second. Inbounds quickly to Brandon Thompson. Down low to McElmurray. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. Streaks turn it over. Somebody just needed to go up for the shot there. Either Thompson, who dumped it off, or McElmurray. Either one. Now the pass on the other end goes right through the hands of Carruthers. So sloppy play by the Alleman Pioneers, looking for a chance to cut the deficit to one or maybe tie it up. Only four turnovers for both teams here tonight. Offsetting turnovers there, so no harm done for either side. Brandon Thompson across midcourt to Chad Thompson. 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Streaks by three. Thompson curls around in the lane. Basket and a foul! Got a little bump on the outside just inside the free throw lane. And he has 20 for the game now and another chance at a three-point play.
Well, and our lead is all Brandon Thompson right now. A three-point play at the 7:19 mark. And now he comes back with a deuce here and another chance for a tray.
Second foul on Hoogerwerf. Six team fouls on the Pioneers. And the free throw is good. 12 consecutive free throws by Brandon Thompson in the McComb game. He's 4 for 4 from the line tonight. A six-point Galesburg lead. And a 30-second timeout called by the Streaks with 5:13 to go in the game. 20 of Galesburg's 34 points tonight for Brandon Thompson.
Wow, and the six-point lead feels pretty good. We haven't had that wide a margin since probably early second quarter.
20-11 is what it was at that point.
But that can be erased pretty quickly with a couple of three-pointers, so don't get too comfortable, but certainly easy to see why Brandon Thompson is the leading scorer for Galesburg and one of the leading scorers in the conference. He just finds a way to get it done. And six straight points by BT has the Streaks feeling a little bit better about their chances right now.
If you're wondering about three-point shooting for the Pioneers, they are only 3 of 11 from behind the arc tonight. But as Jim said, it wouldn't take much. A couple of those, and they're right back tied in this game. Galesburg by six, approaching the five-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Across midcourt, Yoakum on the drive. Into the right corner, Long attempts a three. Chad Thompson got the block. And Tremaine Carson with his 12th rebound.
Another big late game block by Chad Thompson.
Austin Long has been a marked man since he scored six of Alleman's first quarter points. Down the lane, Thompson with a right hand. Brandon up and in again. He's taking over the game. Streaks by eight now, 36-28. All eight fourth quarter points to Thompson.
Alleman fans probably have nightmares about seeing him last year at the buzzer on that bank shot in the same basket, beating him up here 50-49.
Timeout Pioneers, the full timeout. 4:31 to go in the game. Streaks by eight. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser. 4:31 to go in the fourth quarter. Silver Streaks on an 8-0 run early in the fourth quarter here and have taken an 8-point lead at 36-28 and an 8-0 run in a game in which the teams have combined for only 64 points is big, especially in the fourth quarter and especially with a guard-dominated team like Galesburg that can really run some time off the clock if they're allowed to, protecting a lead.
Streaks have played some terrific defense in this fourth quarter. Alleman hasn't been able to really do anything it wanted.
Carson and Brandon Thompson come way out high on Yoakum, forcing him all the way to half court. Now into the right side it goes Noe, down low to Carruthers, and Tremaine Carson gets called for a foul. Tremaine on the slap trying to knock it out of his hands. And Carruthers is too strong for that, and he'll go to the line shooting a two-shot foul here, second foul of the game on Tremaine.
Yeah, Carruthers goes 6'3" and 215. Carson not quite that heavy. Carruthers wins the bumping match that time.
A couple of guys who went at it in the football field. And Coach Mike Reynolds running his hand through his short haircut with frustration with that foul. Carruthers makes the first free throw. Five team fouls on Galesburg, 4:15 to play. Carruthers makes both. He is 3-for-6 from the line tonight and has 7 points. 36-30, Galesburg by 6. Approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter. And you can bet the Streaks will be in no hurry to shoot here. Well, they get it down low, good position to Brandon Thompson. He's fouled immediately.
Yeah, and Alleman did everything it could. Hoogerwerth on the front side of him, Carruthers on the back side, but Hoogerwerth got the arm as the ball. McElmurray did a good job. He quickly got that ball down low to Brandon Thompson.
So he'll go to the line. Shooting a 1-1 here as the Streaks are in the bonus now for the rest of the game, and he missed it. And the weak side rebound pops out to Carruthers. So a rare miss by Brandon Thompson. And then he fouls in the backcourt trying to get it back and compensate for the miss.
Yeah, you could tell he was frustrated with the miss. And he knew it was a little off. He blew down the lane. I thought he might get a lane violation. They didn't call that. But then super aggressive trying to poke it away afterwards. And so the Streaks will stay with the 6-point lead.
Under 4 minutes to play now. Alleman trying to cut into the what was a Galesburg 8-point lead a moment ago. It's down to 6 right now, and a basket would make it nervously close again for the Silver Streaks. Yoakum on the outside, guarded by McElmurray. Right side in front of the bench, Noe. Driving past Thompson, bounce pass into the lane to Shaker. Falls down, kicks it out to Hoogerwerth. Now kicks it back out near the top of the circle to Yoakum. The Streaks defense forcing the Pioneers to run some clock here. And
that's
now Ryan McElmurray, yeah.
That's a real tough call. Marty Flaherty, the official, calling a hold there, and I didn't see that at all.
Looked like Yoakum leaned into Ryan McElmurray more than anything. That's only the 16 foul. Yoakum standing at the line wanting to shoot a foul shot here, but they're not in the bonus, and he clearly was not in the act of shooting. So Alleman, oh, now that is the 17 foul. Is that right? Well, have to take their word for it. Fourth foul on McElmurray and a first free throw made by Yoakum. So what the Streaks couldn't do on their end, hit the front end of the one in bonus, Yoakum does on this end. He's 5-for-5 from the line tonight, 8 points. Second one rolls out. How about Tremaine Carson?
Really got up for that.
13 rebounds now, yeah. There's nobody going to take that one away from him. 3:15 to go in the game. Bounce pass to Tremaine. Now kicks it right side over to McElmurray. On the outside, dribbles back top of the circle. Dalton Davis trying to work his way through the lane. Scoops it back out to Thompson on the outside. 3 minutes to go in the game as Brandon Thompson walks it back out to the volleyball line. Working right. Skips past Carruthers.
Wow.
Up and in and a chance at another three-point play.
Wow, Brandon Thompson smooth as silk that time. Goes off the pick up high. Cuts back in the free throw line, knifes his way around two players down the lane, off the glass and in. Alleman could do nothing with Brandon in this fourth quarter.
And the free throw is short. Shaker, who picked up the foul, hauls down the rebound. Four straight free throws, now two straight misses by Brandon Thompson. Down the lane, Yoakum bullies his way through the lane, and he'll get a chance at a couple of free throws as Brandon Thompson throws his arms in the air to his teammates saying, guys, play better defense than that.
Yeah, the team's on the other end of the court from Mike Reynolds, but I think they all heard what he had to say. He let them have it after that because it's the last thing he wants to see. The clock stopped and Yoakum at the free throw line keeping all of it in it.
6-of-7 from the line now, 38-32. Galesburg by 6, fourth foul of the game on Davis. So he and McElmurray both playing with 4 fouls and Yoakum makes him pay at the free throw line, making both. Pulling Alleman within 5 now, 38-33. Streaks runner runs some clock here, find a good shot. Any doubt who they're going to try to get it to? Thompson's got it now. Top of the circle, Tremaine Carson. Bounces once, gives it over to Dalton Davis. Reverses back to Ryan McElmurray. Right side it goes. Into the corner, Davis for three. Rolls off, rebound, put back, Tremaine Carson.
Fantastic. What a play by Carson, who's been a monster on the glass.
14 rebounds tonight to go along with only his second basket. The Streaks have called a 30-second timeout, leading by 7, 40-33 with 2:27 to go in the game.
Well, we may have a lot of drama yet in the last 2:27, but I'm already torn on the crunch time player of the game. Brandon Thompson's been huge here with three big buckets and two three-point opportunities in this fourth quarter.
Three, but, actually.
Yeah, that's right. He missed the free throw on the one. But
right.
That tap-in by Carson was huge off the miss by Dalton Davis. He went up between two players and knocked that thing in the basket.
Meanwhile, Brandon Thompson with 25 on the game, coming off a 22-point effort against Macomb last Saturday, averaging 18 a game. But Thompson has been big in the conference games.
If we can get a stop here, look for Gelsberg to really try and put the ball in the deep freeze when we get it back.
Yoakum drives. There's a turnover. Has the pass deflected away. McElmurray leading the break and then pulls it back out.
Heady play by the senior. Didn't, if he'd had two on one, he'd have gone for it. But two on two, he thought, why chance it? Pulled it back out.
Jermaine Carson top of the circle. Alleman keeping on the strong man-to-man defense. Thompson draws a little contact from Douglas Noe, but no foul called either direction. If the officials wanted to call one, it really could have gone on either player. Backdoor cut. Thompson up too strong. Gets his own rebound. Fakes the putback. It's up and in. And a chance at another three-point play.
They got to count that basket.
The officials are talking about it. Alleman came in over his back on the backside. I think it was Justin Long who rode him on the back. And count the basket. Coach Mike Reynolds pumps his fist. And it's a nine-point Galesburg lead, matching their biggest of the night now. So the miss was all part of the plan, right? Miss, get your own rebound, get the putback, get another three-point play. First foul of the game on Noe, but then he misses the free throw again.
Alleman towards Bob Zork is fit to be tied. He just reamed the official there the whole time Brandon was at the free throw line. Zork normally pretty reserved, but was upset about Thompson getting the basket.
Quick three on the right side. Yoakum drains a long one. And Alleman calls a quick timeout. 42-36. Pioneers aren't ready to go away yet. 93 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser. .133 to play in the fourth quarter at Don Morris Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Zach Cox, our broadcast engineer. What was a low-scoring game in the third quarter through three quarters, the Silver Streaks have come alive. We had 25 points combined between the two teams through the second and third quarters. Now 24 points combined here in the fourth quarter. And it's benefited the Silver Streaks, who lead by six coming out of the Alleman timeout. And Brandon Thompson dribbles through a double team out high, and a foul called on Carruthers, who throws his hands out and says, who, me? And he is in disbelief that he's picked up his third foul, and Brandon Thompson will go to the line, shooting two here as Galesburg's in the super bonus the rest of the way.
Yeah, it might have actually been Mamadou Berry that got him, but somebody bumped him as he went through that double team. Most players, coaches will have a fit if you try and dribble through a double team. With Brandon Thompson, he gets away with it because, number one, he made it work, and number two, he's been the show here in the fourth quarter.
He needs to make some free throws here, though. He finally gets off the schneid. He made his first four attempts in the game, then missed his last three. Now he makes that one, putting the Streaks back up by seven, 43-36. Thompson with 13 in this fourth quarter and 28 for the game. 1:24 to play, second free throw, good as well. Galesburg by eight. 44-36. Thanks for being with us here on WLSR, the Laser in Galesburg, and also WGIL in Galesburg, as Tremaine Carson picks up a defensive foul on the outside, and he'll send Douglas Noe to the line. Third foul of the game on Tremaine Carson.
To play solid defense, but Tremaine just was not thinking there, bumping out that high, and Coach Mike Reynolds just threw his arms down on the ground and said, why?
First free throw good. Stops the clock with a minute 16 to go in the game. Noe to the line for his first free throw attempt. Pulls Holloman within seven at 44-37. Pioneers looking to snap an 18-game conference losing streak. Noe makes both. Galesburg trying to build on an eight-game season winning streak and five straight wins here at Don Morris Gymnasium. Minute 16 to go in the game. Full court pressure by the Pioneers into the hands of Brandon Thompson. Through a double team, all the way down the right side of the lane, a basket, and what else? A foul, a chance at a three-point play. Brandon Thompson with 30 tonight.
I've never seen Brandon take over a game like this. We've seen him have good scoring nights, but I mean, he's just not being denied right now. And until somebody proves they can step up and stop him, he's going to the basket every time he gets the ball. That time he went coast to coast.
He has 16 points in this fourth quarter, 31 for the game. The foul on Long was his fourth, and Thompson makes a free throw. He is one short of his career high. 47-38, Galesburg by nine. And now 1 minute to go in the game. Yoakum in the lane, bounces it out to Noe for three, and a late foul called on Brandon Thompson, who came flying through, just trying to get a hand in Noe's face. And as he came down, he just nicked him with the lower body. And the official is giving Noe three free throws here.
That's about the only thing you can say against the streaks in this fourth quarter. Three really, really dumb fouls that have allowed Holloman to stay in the ballgame here. And all of them way away from the basket.
And putting some of their best free throw shooters at the line with those fouls too. Yoakum previously, who's made 7 of 8 from the line tonight. Now Noe misses the second, but he does get three as Brandon Thompson was strongly rebounding the miss, forgetting that it's a three-shot foul. 57.7 seconds to play in the game. Galesburg leads by eight. And the third free throw by Noe is short. So it pays off, and Tremaine Carson with his 15th rebound, and the streaks call timeout. A full timeout will take a timeout as well. Just under 55 seconds to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM The Laser and on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. Back at Don Morris Gymnasium, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks leading Holloman on the road. Under 55 seconds to play in the game. It's an 8-point Galesburg lead coming out of the Streaks full timeout. McElmurray and Davis on the floor, each with four fouls. Inbound to Garrett Williams, the substitution. Williams in, leading up court. Chad Thompson with a dunk! If there's anybody on the floor who can do it, he's the one. And the Streaks found him open at the other end. It's a 10-point lead. Down the lane, Yoakum bullies his way through, and Holloman burns its final timeout.
Well, the assist to Brandon Thompson on that lead pass up to Chad Thompson, and Chad had to make sure of two things. He was wide open. Number one, he didn't want to travel as he was getting his feet set. He was dangerously close to that. And number two, you better not miss that,
Doug. Oh, no.
Right down there in front of Coach Reynolds when you're up on the road. And fortunately for Chad, he took care of business on both counts, and the Streaks in great shape with an 8-point lead with 34 seconds to go.
Through three quarters, Galesburg had 28 points. 18 of those came in the first quarter. So they were held to 10 through the second and third quarter. Now here in the fourth quarter, they've put up 21 points thanks largely to, oh, Brandon Thompson with 17 points in the fourth quarter. 32 for the game, one short of a season, a career high. One short of matching his career high. Tremaine Carson off the bench with 15 rebounds tonight.
Brandon Thompson going to hate to leave this place. Game winner last year on the putback, and then a ton of points tonight.
They get it into his hands. He brings it across midcourt, and a soft bounce pass stolen away by Hoogerwerf at the other end. Too strong on the shot, and a scramble for the rebound. Dalton Davis covers it up and gets fouled.
Any hope Alleman had just left when they missed that opportunity.
The fifth turnover on the Silver Streaks almost allowed the Alleman Pioneers to get back within six. A little bit of contact. Potentially could have even been a three-point play, depending on how things shook out there. But Hoogerwerf missed the shot. And then Dalton Davis came down with his only rebound of the night, but it was a big one. 21 seconds to play, and he makes the first free throw. Dalton Davis has focused on the defense tonight, and he's had his hands full. And because he's so focused on the defense, that's only his first point of the night. He's taken only two shots. Second free throw, in and out. A flat-footed rebound by Carruthers. But it shouldn't matter now. Streaks lead by nine. Quick three by Yoakum. Swishes it from way downtown.
A bomb.
50-44 at the other end. Thompson fouled hard. Streaks won an intentional foul as Thompson was going in strong to the basket. He has some words for Matt Carruthers at the other end, who got him hard, and the officials trying to get everything calmed down.
Like, well, the officials went over and told Chad Thompson, hey, I understand you're mad. You went down hard. But boy, he's still jawing at Carruthers there a little bit.
Fourth foul on Carruthers. Thompson will go to the line. I never did see the intentional foul called, did you, Jim? So
no.
I don't think it was.
Nope.
So Thompson to the line, gets the roll on the first one.
Well, and, you know, in Carruthers' defense, if that's the other way around, I think Chad Thompson makes the same play.
Sure. Brandon Thompson sits down with a hard pat on the behind from Coach Mike Reynolds. Dalton Davis, Ryan McElmurray sit down. Thompson makes a second free throw. 52-44 Galesburg by eight with 5 seconds to go in the game. Yoakum down the lane. Ole! They let him go. He lays it up and in, and that's the ball game. 52-46 Galesburg with a big road win. A six-point victory over the Pioneers to improve to 14-3. Their eighth consecutive victory and Alleman's 19th consecutive loss in the Western Big Six. We'll take a break. When we come back on the post-game show, we'll take a look at the final team statistics, the individual scoring. We'll talk with the Streaks coaching staff, most likely head coach Mike Reynolds, as Galesburg is now 14-3 overall in the Western Big Six, a 52-46 win on the road at Don Morris Gymnasium. Stay tuned for post-game coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball coming up on 92.7 FM The Laser and on WGIL and WGIL.com. Silver Streaks led by as many as 9 points in this game a couple of times. Alleman, while tying the game in the third quarter and early in the fourth quarter, never led in the game outside of an early three-point basket to take an early 3-0 lead and then a follow-up basket to make it 5-3. Otherwise, the Silver Streaks led the entire game except for those five occasions when this one was tied. But it was never, by any means, an easy win. And the Silver Streaks do prevail 52-46, their eighth straight win overall, to improve to 14-3. And what I'm sure is something that Coach Mike Reynolds will focus on even more importantly is getting that second win in the Western Big Six. They've been tough to come by. Silver Streaks have lost two home games in the conference, but a big, big road win here at Don Morris Gymnasium, where the Alleman Pioneers have played a home game for only the second time this season. They defended their home court well tonight, but they didn't defend Brandon Thompson very well, I'm afraid, especially in the fourth quarter. And that ended up being the real difference in this game here tonight, Jim.
Yeah, that was quite a performance in the fourth quarter by Brandon Thompson. And again, Jermaine Carson just coming in off the bench to get all of those rebounds in a game which looked like we might get roughed up inside pretty well early on. But Carson came in and said, no, I think we'll even the score in here a little bit. By the time it was over, we actually had a rebounding advantage in this one. So let's go ahead and take a look at those stats as we show them for the ball game. We've got Gelsberg shooting at a 44% clip, 18 out of 41 from the field, including 8 of 11 in that crucial fourth quarter. For the Alleman Pioneers, they finish at 35%, 13 out of 37 from the field. Pioneers had a tough third quarter, 2 out of 10, did hit 5 out of 8 in the fourth quarter, but again, on the other end, had no answer for Brandon Thompson. Rebounding totals, we got the Silver Streaks with 29 in this one, the Pioneers showing at 25 off the glass. And another astonishingly well-played game on the ball handling standpoint. In that Macomb game, we saw just 18 combined turnovers, Gelsberg with only 8 of those Saturday night. Then we turn around here tonight, and each team had just 5 turnovers. Alleman, I thought, especially impressive in the fact that Gelsberg was using a lot of full court pressure and trying to poke the ball away, and the Alleman guards did a nice job with only a few careless turnovers on the evening. Silver Streaks again handling it well, but not facing near the ball pressure that Alleman did. So I think the Pioneers have definitely come a long way. They're at the 500 mark after this one, but a competitive team. They've got some good players coming in off the bench. They've got some size. They can be physical. I just think a lot of this goes not only to Brandon Thompson on the offensive end, but I thought our defense was real good, especially in the first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, just shutting down everything Alleman wanted to do.
Other team statistics to look at, Pioneers finished 5 of 14 from three-point range, 15 of 23 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks just 3 of 12 from the free throw line, from the three-point line. Complete turnaround from the Macomb game. They missed their first 10, then made four of their last 5 for the game. Made their first 3 here tonight, and we're thinking, wow, here we go. And then missed their next 9. Make another one the rest of the game.
Yeah, isn't that something? And if you'd have told me we wouldn't have a 3-pointer in the second half, I'd have said we lose. I felt like we were going to have to hit some of those because we weren't getting many opportunities inside. But we got them inside, not because we lobbed inside any big men, but because our guards, especially Brandon Thompson, just took it right at them. And Chad Thompson, pretty aggressive, going to the hole a few times as well, including the big dunk.
Streaks not great from the free throw line, 13 of 20, so good enough to get the job done for the season. They came in at 68%, so that's pretty true to form right there. Individually, Tyler Yoakum leads Alleman with 20 points. He had 13 of those in the fourth quarter when he single-handedly tried to keep Alleman in the game. Doug Noe finished with 9 for the Pioneers. Austin Long had 6. All of those came in the first quarter. Streaks shut him down the rest of the game. Matt Carruthers had 7 for the Pioneers. Steven Shaker, Adam Hooger were each with 2. Mamadou Berry did not score for the Pioneers. For the Silver Streaks, 2 players in double figures. Brandon Thompson had 32 of Galesburg's 52 points here tonight. And again, for Brandon, 17 of those came in the fourth quarter when he was also 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Next up, Chad Thompson with 10 points. And then obviously a big drop-off from there, 42 of the 52 points with those two players. Tremaine Carson next up with 4 points, but he had 15 rebounds off the bench tonight, so a huge game for Tremaine. Garrett Williams had 5, all of those in the first quarter. Dalton Davis had a point. Ryan McElmurray, Chad Johnson, Austin Garnett did not score. Nobody else scored for the Silver Streaks, who win it tonight 52-46. Take a break on the postgame show. When we come back, we'll visit with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. Galesburg 14-3, 2-2 in the Western Big Six. We'll talk with Coach Reynolds coming up next on the Laser and on WGIL. Back at Don Morris Gymnasium, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Zach Cox, Nick Devlin, our broadcast engineers for Galesburg High School boys basketball, simulcast here on the Laser and on WGIL. Reminder that we'll have a doubleheader tomorrow on Galesburg Radio 14. It's the Silver Streaks play two games in their King tournament. First game scheduled for 9:45 as the Silver Streaks battle Chicago Heights Marion. And then some team named Warren out of Gurnee will be the nightcap.
A college team will come to town.
Yeah, that's just about the truth. The last time I saw a seventh-ranked team in Class 4A, a team that Warren dismantled, the United Township, at the Pontiac Tournament over the holidays. So we've seen Warren play some area teams, and we'll get a good look at a good basketball team tomorrow night. So that's scheduled for 7:30, right, Jim?
Yeah.
Yep. For the nightcap. So,
Alan, we're told to expect everything to start a little later than what you see on the schedule, with
absolutely
a lot of games being crunched in there tomorrow.
Let's visit with Coach Mike Reynolds as the Silver Streaks are victorious here tonight at Alleman, 52-46. Lots of good things to talk about. Jim's with the coach.
All right, well, Coach, I don't know where to start. I guess in the outset, because the first quarter here, the teams combined for 29 points. Looks like we were going to have a track meet tonight. Shooting was great. Second and third, everything dried up, and it was just kind of a weird game that way.
Well, it's a Big Six game. You know, there aren't too many Big Six games that are 80-80. So guys know, I mean, they knew every special we ran, and you can see their coach has done a great job. And with Coach Dexter down there, you don't know what tricks up they had their sleeve. And you know, certainly we just got to come out and play. And we played well and hard. And you know, Rocky beat them by, we had them down 10 with, you know, a minute left, and Rocky beat them by 9 last week. So it's not the Alleman of old where you just roll the ball out and figure out how to win by 20.
Well, and you know, we were talking with Steve Cheeseman at halftime about how seemed like you're especially aware of matchups here tonight. You had Bucket on Yoakum early on, and then Ryan picked up a couple of fouls. He switched Brandon over to him and really kept Yoakum. He had a couple of good looks tonight, but he really didn't hurt us that bad.
No, I mean, at the end of the game when he you know, put his head down and drove a little bit and made some free throws. But, I mean, that's what good players do. And he was able to get some contact and finish. And we're proud of our guys. I think they defend and they play hard. And we like our guys. And I know we've said it a lot of times and people think I'm crazy, but we aren't trading them. You know, we're going to roll the ball out tomorrow at 12:15 and play hard. And we've got a tall task. And at 12:15, we got, I don't even know what kind of task you call it in the evening, but I know our guys are going to come ready to play.
All right, well, let's break this one down a little more. We thought, in addition to the individual heroics that we're going to talk about in this one down the stretch, your defense in the fourth quarter frustrated them. The first 4 minutes especially, they couldn't get any of the shots that they wanted, and I thought everybody stepped up and played good defense for you.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the last play where BT kind of threw that lazy pass across, and they stole it. And Garrett bounced around and got down there and got a deflection, and that's the kind of team we have. You know, we're not gonna dominate the glass. We're not gonna have 35 points in the paint. We're just gonna play, and we are what we are, and you know, we just play. And it was nice to see our guys play defense. That's what we're made on. And when we needed stops, we got stops.
Their big kid Carruthers looked like he was just going to bowl his way to the basket in this one tonight. He did it three or four times early. Seemed like once you brought Tremaine in there, that didn't happen as much.
Carruthers just Carruthers.
Trying to be a dad and a coach at the same time here.
Hey, go out and get our guys.
Head coach Mike Reynolds trying to get a few instructions out to the
to the
coaches. Oh, that's what's going on. I guess we got a little altercation out in the lobby. You got to get that taken care of. And now Jimmy Carr's out there. He'll get that thing squared away, Mike.
Well, Jimmy's got a bad leg. I don't want him fighting anybody out there. I don't know what's going on, but it's a heated game. You know how it is. And our guys are trying to make their way to the bus, and hopefully they had a little security or something out there to get our guys the bus, because sometimes, you know, on the road, it's just a little heated, and they had a lot of people here. And to be real honest, for 2 years, they've circled it, you know, for a whole year, they've circled this game as a win. They thought that we were going to come in here and they were going to beat us as their first Big Six win in 2 years. But, you know, I told our seniors, you know, we're not interested in that. You know, we're not interested in anybody's win, and we're not going to be that this year. We're not going to be that 2 years ago. Those days are over. Those days are over, and I can't say we're going to win every time, but we're going to come out here and play hard and play intelligent. We were able to do that tonight.
Now for whatever went on out in the hallway, your MVP tonight is safe. He's down here in front of us, Brandon Thompson. What a fourth quarter. I mean, they talk about taking over a game. Well, that was textbook there tonight.
Well, he's a winner, you know, and he doesn't get tons of credit. He doesn't get over a ton of calls, but he just plays, and you can tell his maturity level from last year, how much better he's gotten, and I think it wasn't a matter of if he could. It's a matter of being mature and doing some good things, and he was able to do that. I'm proud of him, you know, and our guys they played right along with him. You know, he wasn't just a one-man show. They set screens and they moved the ball, and they, you know, Tremaine got a huge offensive rebound tip in. I mean, you know, it was a team win, and we're proud of our guys.
Tremaine did a lot of 15 rebounds for Carson, playing a little over half the game. That was incredible.
Wow. You know, kind of Kevin Love type numbers, I guess, where a guy gets, you know, a rebound a minute. But, we think he can play, and he had a little stretch in the beginning of the year where he didn't play very well, and he missed a layup in the first half. I know he was upset about and dropped a pass he was upset about, but his effort never wound, and we're proud of him. You know, for a guy that came here 2 years ago and was buried at the end of the bench, not too many guys fight through that anymore these day and age. They all quit. They all go do something else. And he's a character kid that stuck around and fought for every minute he's had, and he's earned it. He's earned to play well, and it's nice to see it.
Yep. And again, you guys find a way to win. If you'd have told me we wouldn't have another three-pointer in the second half and Dalton Davis would only have 1 point tonight, I'd say, boy, it's going to be awful tough. But yet you still get it done one way or another.
Well, you know, we just got some. We got some guys that have been through it a little bit, and they're not all that interested in losing. And maybe that comes a little from the four coaches or five guys that are on the bench that are about half crazy in them all the time. But I mean, we've tried to build competitive guys. That was the one thing we said when we came here 3 years ago, is we wanted to build competitive people, and we've got that. We got that in our program. We got competitive people that, you know, that give an honest effort every time out. And I know at 12:15 tomorrow it's gonna be hard, but we'll roll the ball out and give another one tomorrow.
Steve Cheeseman came out of the lobby with a smile on his face. I think he cleaned house out there.
Yeah, I think he'd like to think he cleaned house, you know, back in his day. As you well know, and you know, Kelly is the toughest one in the family, so that's for sure.
Thanks, Mike. Rest up. We'll see you tomorrow twice.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks as Galesburg prevails here in a rather heated, I guess, at some times, but nevertheless victorious. 52-46 victory over the Alleman Pioneers. We'll take a break here on the postgame show. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is the final order of business when we come back for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 92.7 FM The Laser and on WGIL and WGIL.com. Well, you might think there's no doubt as to who the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game is tonight, but Coach Mike Reynolds alluded to one of the plays that you and I looked at each other when it happened, Jim, and said, oh, that may be the crunch time play of the game right there. So we've got two good candidates. One is very obvious.
Well, yeah, obviously the guy that took over the game in the fourth quarter, Brandon Thompson, I don't know where you start with superlatives of what he did in this fourth quarter tonight. And through the course of the game.
5 3-point plays, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think one or two he missed the free throw.
Two he missed the free throws, yeah.
He had those opportunities, yep. The traditional 3-point plays. And so that tells you how aggressively he was going to the basket. And, of course, you know, he kept us in it early, too. I mean, he was at the free throw line some and got some things done there where Streaks just held on to that lead. And so certainly he's a candidate. And as we mentioned, the guy off the bench, Tremaine Carson, with 15 rebounds, including that big tip-in off of the miss from the corner. I think we were up, 4 or 6 points at that time and knocked that in, really broke the back of Alleman's hopes for a comeback, I think, at that point. So two really strong candidates, but it'd be pretty hard to not give it to Brandon Thompson tonight because he was the one guy that on our end of the court, they tried everything. They threw everything at him.
Yeah, they
tried double teams and what have you, and he was around him and beside him and to the basket and getting fouled and making, you know, he finishes so well. Nobody else on our team really finishes well. You know, McElmurray and Dalton, they attack the basket really well. I love them, but they don't usually finish with the basket. Brandon almost always gets the basket as well as maybe the foul.
17 points in the fourth quarter for Brandon Thompson, 9 in the first quarter, so half of Galesburg's points in the first quarter, 9 of their 18, 17 of their 24 in the fourth quarter, and 32 of their 52 points for the game. So on superhero night at Rock Island Alleman, where the student body was decked out in costumes and capes, it's Brandon Thompson who put the big S on his chest and led the Silver Streaks to their second conference victory of the season and their eighth consecutive overall to improve to 14-3 on the year. Only Rock Island at 14-2 has a better record overall in the Western Big Six. So our thanks to the guys back at the studios for keeping us in control. Nick Devlin on WGIL, Zach Cox on the laser. And my thanks as always to Jim Lee. Our thanks to the Galesburg coaching staff for giving us some insight at halftime, pregame, and after the game as well. Galesburg prevails on the road, 52-46 in Alleman. Doubleheader of action tomorrow. Chicago Heights Marion at noon for the pregame on WGIL. And one of the best teams in Class 4A in the state of Illinois, Warren High School out of Gurnee, scheduled for 7:30 tomorrow night, both at John Thiel Gymnasium. Hope you can be with us for the action on WGIL as the King Tournament resumes. Good night from Rock Island, where the Streaks prevail 52-46.